Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. We continue to talk about strongholds this week, so let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I thank you and praise you and worship you for your word. Lord, as we take this book apart, as we read it and study it, give us revelation and wisdom and understanding and knowledge from this book, your mighty word, so we can hide this book in our hearts so we will not sin against you. Lord, today reveal the scriptures to us as we continue to talk about strongholds. Lord, I worship you and I praise you and I thank you for the privilege to come to you and to know that you're my Lord and my God. Now, Lord, as the word goes out today, bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now then, yesterday we stopped on, we were talking about love and that, you know, the scripture tells us in Matthew 24, it says, "And at that time, many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. And because lawlessness is increased, the love of many will grow cold." Now, I want to make it perfectly clear to you that there is no such thing as love without commitment. In other words, the measure of your love is found in the depth of your commitment to God. Now, in your commitment to others. You know, you hear people all the time say, I loved once, but I was hurt. Or I was committed to Christian service, but they used me. I think about a young lady to this day. I think about a lady that I know her husband, and I know him well. And him and her served together in a church. And they were in the bus ministry, and they'd done all kinds of things. And then the enemy got in there, and he deceived her, and her love grew cold, very cold. And she backed off from the church, and I don't think that lady has been in church in 10, 15 years. What a deception from the devil. How that beast has deceived that woman. By not being in church, she has missed a tremendous blessing with her husband. But she has listened to the enemy instead of God. You can go and sit down with these people and try your best to tell them what's happening. And some of them, because their love is so cold, their bitterness is so deep, they absolutely have such a strong hold in them, Satan has, that they cannot come out of it. It is such a shame that people will say, once I was committed to Christian service, but they used me. People withdraw from being committed, never realizing that their love is growing cold. It may not seem like they have become cold. They still go to church. Some of them do. This lady I was telling you about, she does not. But some people will even still go to church. Some of them will even still read their Bible. Some of them will even still tithe. They'll even sing in the choir. And they'll look like a normal, good Christian. But inside, they have become distant and aloof from other people. They have withdrawn from the love of God. Jesus said that these offenses will come in Matthew 18. In your walk, there will be times when even good people have bad days. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't care how close to God you walk, there will be days when you can back off and look and say, Lord, this has not been a good day. Now, if you don't think that's true, let me tell you. I can think of some days I've had a very good opportunity in the last year and a half to think about some bad days. And, of course, if you want to know what I'm talking about, if somebody comes in, a police officer walks in and tells you that your wife and your daughter are deceased because they've just been killed in an automobile wreck, and your grandchildren are not going to live through the day, you can let that get to you if you want to, but you don't have to. And if you will stay in faith, you can see God do the miracles I saw him do as he raised up my granddaughter. And this week, this in fact, the 12th of January, She's going to be 5 years old. But yet almost a year and a half ago, I was told by the finest doctors at Cook's Medical Center, because her brain was severed, her eyes were disconnected, her skull was crushed, her little chest had so many injuries, they didn't know what all was wrong with her, and her right knee was crushed and her left leg broken in two places, that it would absolutely be impossible for my granddaughter to live. But I took God's word, and I told him, no, she will live and run and play and declare the glory of God. I didn't let my love run cold. I had it running hot as fire with the word of God. And because I did what the king said and stayed in faith, he raised up my grandbaby as well as many other children and done great and mighty miracles. Now then, I tell you, I don't care who you are. If you walk with God, there will absolutely be times when even good people will have bad days. But you don't have to let those days be bad. You can continue to stay in faith. Now, as long as you live on earth, there will never be a time when these offenses or stumbling blocks cease to be found upon your path. People do not stumble over boulders, but they stumble over little stones, little things. But I'm telling you, even the big things, you don't have to stumble and fall over the big things. If you do fall, then get up and go again. Have you stumbled over someone's weakness or sin lately? Have you gotten back up and continued loving as you did before? Or has that fall caused you to withdraw somewhat from walking after God, after His love? To preserve the quality of love in your heart, you must forgive those who have caused you to stumble. Now, if you allow that beast, Satan, to continue to be in there, he will ruin your day. Every time you refuse to forgive or to overlook a weakness in another, your heart not only hardens toward them, it hardens toward God. You cannot form a negative opinion of someone and allow that opinion to crystallize into an attitude. For every time you do, an aspect of your heart will cool toward God. You may still think you are open to God, but the scriptures are clear. In 1 John 4, he says, the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. You may not like what someone else has done, but you do not have an opinion to stop loving them. Love is your only option. You do not have an option to stop loving them. You must continue to walk in love, or your prayers will be cut off. You will not be able to get your prayers answered. When you talk about these things, you think, what do I mean by love then? First, I do not merely mean just to have tough love. I mean gentle, affectionate, sensitive, open, persistent love. Now, I'm going to tell you, for a pastor, that is very hard to do with all the different people we have to deal with every day. But you have to let that love flow through you. The enemy will come against you through many people to try to get you out of that warm, gentle love. But don't let him do it. God will be tough when he needs to be, and we will be firm when he tells us to be. But beneath our firmness must be an underground river of love waiting to spring into action. By love, I mean a compassion that is empowered by faith and prayer to see God's best come forth in the one we love. When I have love for someone, I have predetermined that I'm going to stand with them regardless of what they are going through. Now, we each need people who are committed to us as individuals, people who know we are not perfect, but love us anyway. The manifestation of God's kingdom will not come without people being committed to each other to reach God's fullness. We're not talking about salvation. We're talking about growing up in that salvation until we love and are committed to each other with Jesus' love. Become like Jesus. Think about that old story we hear, what would Jesus do? You see those little signs all over the place. Well, learn to do the same thing Jesus does. Many people will stumble over little faults and human weaknesses. These minor things are quickly pumped up by the enemy into great big problems. Oh, how frail are the excuses people use to justify withdrawing from others. In reality, these problems that we have, often with a church or a pastor, are a smokescreen which masks the person's lack of love. Now, we need to overcome our hang-ups about commitment, for no one will attain the fullness of God's purpose on earth without being committed to imperfect people along the way. You're going to have people in your church, even if you're a pastor. You're going to have people that's going to push your buttons. And I'm telling you, sometimes it's hard to control yourself because some of the things they will say. But you got to remember, there's an enemy out there that when we say the wrong things, he's doing everything he can to get through to us, to cause us to get into that imperfect love. So, because you're dealing with imperfect people all along the way, you're going to have these problems. So, as soon as, here some people will say, as soon as I find a church that believes as I do, I will be committed. I don't know how many people I say, well, I'm church hopping or I'm looking for a church. What an excuse. Most of those people haven't been to church and looked at all in 2, 3, 4, 6 months. They're not looking for a church. Their love has grown cold. They're just out of church and the enemy has done this to them. Now, if you hear people say, well, as soon as I find that church that believes like I do, I will be committed. I'm telling you, this is a dangerous excuse. Because as soon as you decide you do not want to forgive or God begins to deal with the quality of your love, you will blame your withdrawal on some minor doctrinal difference. The kingdom of God is not based on mere doctrines. It is founded upon relationships, relationships with God and because of God with one another. So doctrines can only help define these relationships. We are not anti-doctrine, but we are against empty doctrines, which seem like virtues that are simply excuses that justify cold love. Whatever you do, walk in love. I invite you to give me a call for tapes, for teachings, 940-242-2106. Also, I'd like to invite you to our church, the Living Savior Church, at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. You go up 35E to Walnut Hill, go east on Walnut Hill, four streets to Shady Trail, turn right or south on Shady Trail, and we're about 300 yards down on the right. We start at 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon, 2 to 4. Come expecting the Lord to do a miracle for you. Praise the Lord Jesus.